Okay, you're good.
We're gonna open the meeting. We got to sign up. So at 6 o'clock, we're opening the meeting. Meeting is recorded for posterity by directive of the state. Do we have any additions and deletions today?
No.
Nothing. We have any citizens' input?
No, not.
No, nothing right now because Jared and Joseph have their own agenda. You're up. What can we do for you, gentlemen?
I got a letter in the mail the other day.
Yeah, got a copy of it.
Yep, regarding the survey there. And I just had a couple questions regarding the survey kind of thing and like going forward.
Sure.
Is the town planning on putting in like town sewer water? Sidewalks?
Not that I'm aware of.
Are we planning on paving or doing anything like that to Camp Road?
Don't know.
But not as of this point?
Not this minute. No, we're not making plans to do that one.
And what does the complaints, are any of those like on the record?
What complaints are we talking about?
Well, in the letter it refers to several complaints.
Yeah, a whole stack of them. You've received multiple letters over time.
I've never received any complaints or seen anything on the record.
You've received multiple letters and multiple requests over time to move the stuff out of the right of way so we can plow the road. We tried and tried and tried multiple times to talk to you back and forth.
Well, officially for the record, I have never actually been requested to do anything. I've just been sent a letter referencing the law and specifically what the law says. First of all.
So this letter right here tells you exactly what to do.
And why does the town feel that it needs to be done specifically in front of our property?
Well, if
somebody, nowhere else on the road.
Even though the road is wider there than any other spot on the road. Measure the tape measure.
Stop
wider
talking.
Than several roads in town.
Stop talking.
I don't think it's wider.
If you can't control yourself, you can go step outside.
You'll have to leave.
Thank you very much. Well, you can go step outside.
So, this letter is very clear. This has been going on for, and I don't know you personally. I don't think I've ever met.
Yeah, I just like to see. I just like to see whatever complaints you have. They have to be on the record, so I'd like to officially see them.
The whole stack of all the stuff.
I've never seen any of those complaints ever once in my life. So
okay, so we got all the stuff right here, printed out for you, ready to go. So this has been going on. I've been in this office for.
And again,
going on 5 years, and this was going on before I started.
Yeah, since I moved here, it's been hell of targeting. I mean, since I lived here, I've been targeted, harassed, I've been shot at, I've been assaulted dozens of times.
That's to be debated, but whatever.
But we won't get into that. So again, the quick question, why does the town feel this needs to be done in front of our property only? That's one question.
Not in front of your property only. I have to move my shit up at my house.
He gets a letter every year.
I've got letters.
So everybody.
Well, I didn't get one this year, Rick, because I had my shit out of the way before you.
So everybody else on Camp Road has received the same notifications to remove whatever fences or whatever they have.
Anything
in the town right away.
Of the plow. So we try, just to be clear, the right of way is.
I know what the right way is. I'm just saying, you're being very specific to me and my property.
Well, we're being specific to anybody that has stuff in the road. This is specific to you.
Well, there's nothing in the traveled lane of the road.
Yes, there is.
No, according to the survey, there's nothing. Those cement blocks were on the edge of the traveled lane, and I moved those back 2 feet, and I document that.
Have you moved them since we've seen them?
I document that every year when I move them back. So now they're even further away from the traveled lane because I'm not an idiot. And I know that we all can be reasonable, you know?
That's right.
And that roads have to be plowed. Right, I understand that. I'm not an idiot. And obviously, when I did all this living here, I did it in a way so I left more than enough room because I looked at the properties around town and also the properties who are directly adjacent to me. And I saw where they had stuff like fences and other things. And I put my fence further away than theirs.
That's neither here nor there. If we have a problem with them, we'll deal with them.
So again, this is just specific to me and my property.
This particular one is. If we have a problem with another person with stuff in the road, like over the years I've had personally,
this is just full of lies. You guys are trying to say that the road, the traveled lane, is obstructed and blocked. And that's factually not true.
It's not the traveled way.
It's the right of way.
Which is for limited use. That's why I asked, are you guys planning on putting in sidewalks or sewer or water? I leave more than enough room for him to plow. And when the snow gets built up, so that it might start encroaching towards the traveled lane, I myself personally remove that snow so that there's more than enough room for more snow to be put there. So that, you know, it's safe and everybody's happy.
You're arguing.
I'm just letting you know, I'm just confused.
You personally are here about 4 years too late. This has been going back and forth in the mail and back and forth. And back and forth, and your I believe your father.
Well, you keep saying it's I've never received any complaints ever. Neither has he.
Yeah, yes.
Ever been sent, I get the same letters. And all these letters just state the law.
This last letter states very specifically.
Yes, and now you're threatening a half-blind old man and somebody else with $1,000 a day fine?
You've got a choice. Move the stuff, or you're going to get fined.
I want to be treated equally, like everybody else in town. So if the entirety of Camp Road, if we're going to cut down all the trees and remove everything in the right of way on the entirety of Camp Road, then I'm more than happy to go, hey, great, awesome. Let's move everything so that we can be treated equally. Yep. Understand? Equally.
Yep. So.
But when the road is 4 feet narrower just past my house, and when it's 6 feet narrower just past my house on this side, it seems a little ridiculous to me and like targeted harassment. When the town is saying, don't worry about the rest of the road, sir. It doesn't matter how narrow or how wide it is there.
Okay,
but so right here in particular, we have to have all this room.
You've stated your piece.
If you want to buy the property, that's fine. We will sell it to you.
You've stated your piece. You've received this letter. You do what's done in this letter, and nothing else will happen. If you don't do what they said to do, this is all out of our hands at this point.
Right, a judge all has to adjudicate this. I know. I've already been in touch with Vermont Legal Aid, and a judge has not ordered anything. A judge has to sign off.
And no.
Yes.
This is a demand.
If you want to fine me, I can contest those fines.
Yes.
Then we can go sit in front of a judge, and you can explain to a judge how only on one person, in front of one person's property, and in the entirety of a town, feel you have the right to dictate to that one person exactly what they can and can't do in the town's right of way, which is for specific limited use.
We'll be very happy to see you in court. Have a nice day.
Thanks.
Thank you for coming in. Hey,
try to be reasonable.
You need to take all this stuff with you.
I don't need to take anything. If you have any paperwork to give me, you can officially serve me that.
This has all been sent to you. This is for your information.
That has not been sent to me. This letter has been sent to me. For the record, this is it. I'm not going to sit here on audio file and try to say things that you haven't done.
Okay.
You've never presented me with anything official.
So, trying to be reasonable, here's a picture of the survey, here's all the stuff, the paperwork, the survey marker. What can I give them?
Like I said, I have copies of the survey stuff. Anything else you can send me officially through serving me.
If you want, we're more happy to give you other.
Can I do a FOIA request or you guys want me to come back to do that?
For what?
For a FOIA request. Because I'm going to need all internal communications. Text messages, email. Everything about this issue.
Well, everything.
Between in town officials.
You do need to submit a formal request, and there is a charge after a half an hour's time to gather the
yes, I understand that. I'm more than
willing to do that. Just be specific of what you're looking for.
And all the meetings are recorded. And
but text messages, emails, you know,
if
you guys are talking about this, text messages or anything like that.
Nope, we're not allowed to do that.
You've never used your phones for any town business ever once.
I would say I do not. Have one.
Carry
one with me.
So it's just emails and stuff. Awesome.
I use a clock. That's it.
Everything
I will say from the beginning, like I told the last lawyer years ago, we tried to mediate this, and we were going to sit down and write out an agreement, and then you guys stopped that from happening. Which I, to this day, am more than happy to sit down and mediate this like adults. More than happy to. Well, we'll get to that point. That being said, it's just really disturbing that all of a sudden you move to a town where people can shoot your property up, and that's fine. People can assault you, and that's fine. That's fine.
Nothing to do with us.
And then you feel you have the right to dictate to them what they can and can't do with their property, but only them. You know, rules for one citizen in town. Okay. That's a little ridiculous. I'm just saying, we live in America, don't we? Just think about that, guys.
Yep.
Rules for one person. Everybody else in town, no other road, nowhere else. No big deal, but here it's okay.
I got some, but just to let you know, Ricky gave me issues to move stuff at my house about 7 or 8 years ago, just as you pitched down over. And I had to take my stuff and move it back 12 feet.
Both my neighbors had stuff before me, never said a word. Been there for years before me. Never said a word to them. Right. I do mine instantly at work. Rather than come to me and say, as I'm doing something, rather than say, hey, don't do that. If you wait 6 months till it's buried ice and snow to say, hey, get it gone or we're going to fine you $1,000 a day. Think about that.
Oh, that's a moot point. I've been asked to move my stuff too, so has Tim.
Well, hey, I moved some of my stuff, but then again, hey, it's all about what's reasonable. You know what I mean? And you don't need, you know, to my front door to move snow. And I've had over 35 CDL plow operators there, including from DOT.
Have a nice day.
Every single one of them said they don't see a problem. They don't see an issue. So I don't see how 40 CDL operators, you know, can be like, no issue.
This is a letter. Do it or don't. It's up to you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, have a nice day. Just to be clear, for the recording, they have received more than one letter. Tell them to get their stuff out of the road.
When I worked for LWI with Jared, because I live in town and I hold the position that I do, he pulled me aside. And when this all began, he told me all about it. He gets letters in the mail all the time from you guys. So for him to go ahead and I almost spoke up and said that, but
That's fine.
Know, maybe that was
that's why I offered
me, you know what I mean?
We're good.
So he's got plenty of notifications.
So we'll be happy to see you before. Have a nice day. You can't convince us different.
Yeah, right? the comments that were made to him, we wanted him to move his stuff back so we can go through and maintain the road properly without damaging the town equipment.
Right.
End of story.
I think what he's asking, he thinks that there's complaints from other people. He's not realizing the complaints are from the town that can't do their job.
I caught on to that, too.
I think that's what he's looking for.
He's wondering, he wants to know.
Right, he thinks outside people are complaining.
I think so.
The right of way.
I'm not clear on what they're talking about, where the road's narrow or on each side of their house that it is in front of their house. They go up through it, and it narrows right up, right where they live.
Well, it's a little bit narrower right here by Phil Thomas' old sugar house.
By Phil's sugar house. It's narrower where you come into the corner where that fence is there, but I crowd that back. And then when I go down through, and I've talked to her about parking their vehicles in the road, they've been talking to.
Mm-hmm.
They were sent letters. We're still sending letters now. If we have issues where somebody's parking in the road, we send them letters. That way they're... away with the controversy.
And the thing is, I'm saying this out loud in the meeting for the recording. This is a 50-50 deal, right? You park your car there, and the town goes by, and the snow goes smashes through the window of the car. Who owns that? Well, if it's in the right of way.
What says that in the letter?
Yeah, very clear. So he can either move his shit or pay the fine. Very simple. That was easy.
Okay.
Next, animal controls. Anybody biting anybody this week?
Nothing.
Okay, good. Health officer update. Anybody sick?
Nope.
Kill it. Eden U Sports, can we jump down? I told people not to show up until 7 because I didn't know how things were going to go.
Okay.
7. I'm going to be out of here by then.
Yeah. Let's sign our order.
Well, if we get to the end and no one's here, I will still talk about what it is.
The person who wants to apply for it, put that letter off then?
Yeah, we'll put 7 down.
That one goes off.
Down to lower till they show up.
Thank you. Out of there. You got a lot of orders because it's been 3 weeks.
Yes, I'm aware.
Oh. Yeah, since you... I was surprised. You were like, where's my packet?
I wasn't like, where's my packet? I was just making sure I knew that we had a meeting. You know what I mean?
I was like, it's only 2:30 and he's asking for his packet? I was like, man, he must be bored at work.
No.
Steve did bring you stuff in?
Yeah. Okay. I messaged him and he said he would...
No, I wasn't bored at work. I'm never bored at work.
Yeah, don't go through snow. I made that mistake.
Traffic on the way home tonight was pretty light.
I was surprised.
That's why I was here so early.
You're middle man.
Saturday morning, man. Traffic was really light.
Put.
after all that rain.
I just stayed home.
A week ago on Monday there when we had that rain.
Call this number. Don't call this service because they're in spots. Mm-hmm. Get word on. And half of the time they're sourced out of
tire team on the truck.
So
yeah, I didn't Friday night, so I probably should have went home.
Gas are not on. Yeah. So if there's a serious problem or something with maintenance or whatever, call one of these few numbers. Text this number first.
You would stand at the hill.
Yeah. No response within 30 minutes.
I got
call this next number. We'll call
most of the same.
That's mine.
Walk off.
And it's not
right over
too bad right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, we're over top of it.
Yeah, goes right over top of it. It's yeah. really washing off.
But I also
I will tell you, that's an every time that quite a trip on that hill.
Their car, the trees staying at some barn up here. North road, calling them on. They don't know any information about the area.
Yeah, laid right now.
Or who to get hold of. And go back to go from them to me. There's 13 people who take what's called a ticket. And forward the ticket, they make a ticket. 13, they make a ticket, and then it goes to the VP, and then they go ahead, and then they go to the regional, and then they go to 13.
Yeah, it was like everything looks fine, and all of a sudden the idiot like comes out.
Yeah, screams a lot, or something. So we're leaving that
over 118.
I changed my ladder VP.
Did they get it out? They must be out now, ain't it?
I'm the oldest one.
Here Sunday.
I'm the oldest one in our
yeah,
area.
Yeah, my wife said
Sunday.
Sunday,
yeah. Monday morning, yesterday morning, I think it was good.
You know, to say, hey, man.
Oh, was it old Ranger?
Matt Green always talked.
Little Ford Ranger ladder.
I was like,
oh, really?
Tika and Cody. Cody's like our property caretaker. But Tika and I and Cody are all in the same
I
way.
I thought it was up there in the ditch.
I don't necessarily, I mean, if there's a housekeeping issue, that's nothing that's an emergency. Talk to the caretaker.
You must have got
a little nervous. I'm the one that's closest. JP, come closest in the morning. To smokes.
Somebody
in the middle.
So I'm going to put my one side of the road.
Worst case scenario.
All the way
I
over.
I get too many calls. We pulled the information.
And I said, well, you keep getting up there. You might find the spot.
I have not
had. Across from the involved fold.
I did have one guy go ahead.
Before you get spread me out.
Where's a good place to eat? Right outside of the.
I don't know who it was. They had gotten it back on.
So I went ahead and called him.
They did.
I told him about here and there and up here and over there. Up here in town, gave us a 5-star review, so I'm hoping it's working with our numbers. Right now, our numbers
are the best bottom of this town.
We only have 5 of us for employees, so yeah, turned out pretty good.
Yeah, I heard you put the chains on, man. I said, oh, I'm going to get a chain on, but anyway.
You know.
You have to go real slow, too, right?
Yeah. You
know. The hell do you have chains for? The chain's not icy out there, Ricky. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you were. You did very well.
That was decent.
You know, and right, you seen the letter I wrote for the school director.
Ooh. Did you go to the meeting yesterday?
They passed it.
They passed the Winooski thing?
No. Well, they passed the budget.
No, it's a little bit narrow
to
here.
Send
a little bit narrow right
send
here,
out.
But here
no
it's,
questions
it's,
asked.
It's bank
from
the
any
trees.
Of the school district people.
Oh, that was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
I was going to
that. And they were also...
No.
Do you know what they decided on the Winooski thing, Dad?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No. Also,
no.
Phil's old sugar house is in the right of way.
Oh,
and so
like
is...
Oh, yeah, there's a few things. And, you know, he might be talking about this, which is really in the right of way. But it's a big thing.
Well, the other thing, too, is... When you buy a piece of property that is limited square footage, they should know that they can't put shit in your
forehead.
I mean,
your
forehead. It's just common sense. Yeah.
Didn't know you heard
it. Just been the first time.
Yeah. Maybe. No, I mean, it's. I mean, think about it. I mean, if the town wanted the assholes, you know, they could take out my lilac bush.
That's how I do.
The telephone pole's in the right way. Both of them are on my property in the right way.
So now, any new telephones or pedestals or anything like that have to be on the outside edge of the right
way. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
All the new ones do.
That way, if you're doing any ditching or anything like that, you don't have to, that's why they have to be buried minimal 4 foot of cover across the roadway, which is a state
policy. Yeah, it's not just a town.
No.
So does that mean that I can make it the town's responsibility to dig up that maple tree stump that's right next to the road that you guys used to hit all the time?
Yeah, if you want it removed, yeah.
I'm going to remove it, but I'm not going to hold the town responsible for it. It's not, in my eyes, it's not. I mean, I'm trying to ask, but. What I'm going to do is I'm going to drill holes in it. I'm going to fill it with combustible possible fluids and let it soak, and then I'm going to burn it out. Because I can guarantee you, those roots go over to Dave and Katie's lawn. Oh, I'll guarantee you that. Oh, that tree was this big. I mean, it's down to this big now, and it's been, well, I cut that down how many years ago and had to push it over when I first bought. I mean, that was 22 years ago. That one and the one right next to the house, I'm going to burn them out because if I dig them up, he wants three guide wires that come.
He wants us to cut around them. Before, we couldn't touch anything.
Yeah.
Now they're all dead. And how do you cut a dead tree?
Because all the material will put it down low enough where it gets down below the ground. Over time, it'll slowly rot. It'll add more material. I just want them gone. I don't know how many times, like back years ago. Well, the way that the town would come in and plow, they would get right close to it. I've seen Ricky a good many times back years ago just touch it with the front because it's covered with snow. And now I keep it all plowed out. Everything so Ryan sees where it is.
Thing is, once something gets covered with snow,
you
try to judge it, and they.
Yeah. So that's the reason why I push the snow away that I do. I always have there. And when I can't, well, I see Rand was up by the house and loaded today.
Okay, yeah, sure. He scraped off the bridges there,
yeah.
Trying to get the ice off there. The one done on Blakeville had about that much ice on it.
Yeah, that's it's on the bridges.
Yeah, had potholes coming in. Yeah, it's all gone now.
Wow, at the bottom of the hill,
sheet of ice just came off my car and went away there.
And I stopped and poked a hole through it, so the water went off. Just because that freezes this thick, or we drive
in that car, the heater don't work with a shit, so I don't get warm enough to thaw it out. Today, it was warm enough, so I heard it rattling up there.
They showed where the trailer trucks go down the road, and that sheet comes off. And collapses the roof of a car.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of weight there.
That's why they're responsible for that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. All right. How do you get up on the roof? Up on that?
It looks like the bus company has kind of brushed
it. Yeah, froze on. Yeah.
But it wouldn't work on the stuff if you didn't clean it off there.
No, that's froze on. You couldn't.
Yeah. Yeah. All that is just a big brush.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Snow,
and they're only just so stiff. It's gonna clean off most of the fluffy stuff.
If it was like the snow like yesterday morning, and brush it right off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that ice. It just now we're just getting it off the roof of my car. Because the heat don't work in my car half the time.
Yeah. Time for a new car.
Time for a new car, Tim.
No,
that's new to him now.
New to me now.
Yeah, well, that's what, only here you go.
Here's a 1986 Ford Escort or something.
No, it's a diesel. And Volkswagen made a horrible, horrible mistake. The coolant line runs through the turbo. To cool the turbo, right?
Yeah.
And then it runs through the heater core. And they had their special Volkswagen coolant, and the heat from that turbo crystallizes the coolant that plugs the heater core.
That's a great idea.
So you change, the fix is change the heater core and
plug both sides just like an EGR delete.
No, the coolant needs to go through the turbo to keep it cool.
Oh, okay.
But you change the heater core and you convert to ELC. And it doesn't crystallize.
Gotcha.
That's what I did to my other one. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right, we got to review the minutes. And of all the stuff I did for this week, I did not read these. So.
I didn't see anything.
I thought everything was fine.
Okay. What's your pleasure then?
70 minutes for the 12:23:25 was written.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Apparently, the guys have it. Look at that. What's next? Highway department update. We got to sign off on how many miles of road we've got.
Hasn't changed from last year, so.
We did. Remember, like a month ago, I gave you that, like Albany and like Square Road, something changed behind it. That's for the state.
Yeah.
So those adjustments are on.
Something's out of order here.
Not that you wasn't for the miles.
Yeah, down here. All right, so it looks like...
Might want to check my calculations.
We got 11.84 miles of class 4 instead of 12. It's the only change. Everything else is 43.724. Class 1, 1, 2, 3.
The state did something. They sent
us
an email like a month ago saying
the square road. When it used to be class 4 all the way, and now it's class 3 down to the dog's leg. My father was in there.
To the top of the hill. It doesn't go all the way down to the culvert.
Right. Here's the next
turn is driveway or whatever.
It's this little piece right there that they added or subtracted.
Subtracted that out.
All right. So we have to make a motion to sign this. Yes, probably.
Make a motion to sign the certification of certificate of mileage.
Highway mileage for the year ending February 10th, 2026.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All of us have to sign this. We do that. Firmly believe someday somebody's going to end up holding something of mine by signing all this stuff.
That's the stamp I need to get. Your signature.
I told you to get one.
Stamps are bad.
Got to be blue wall.
Yeah, true.
Auto pen.
I don't know how that's legal.
I don't believe it is.
So you never made as far as you did. You hadn't had that.
You got other plowing snow.
Yeah, our sand pile taking a beating.
Yeah, all the ice storms.
Yeah, the new truck, we've got a coolant leak on it. Can't get it in for an appointment till the 26th of January. So I'm keeping track of that one.
Something underneath in the radiator.
Right, it's radiator. Can't really see anything with the shroud and everything on there.
Yeah.
It's coming down and it's. Right, there's a bar running across the bottom of it. You can see the coolant there. And then it runs off the bar onto the ground.
That's that brand new truck?
Yeah.
So it's warrantied.
It's warrantied.
Do they have like a rebate for convenience factor when we don't get to use it?
Well, I would have thought, seeing how it's a municipal truck, that you call them up, that you wouldn't have to wait 2 weeks to get it in.
I don't think they care.
Clark's?
No.
Charlie Boys. And we're going to have to do something with the loader bucket. The bottom is getting pretty thin.
Yeah. Is that a weld up or get a new one? Or
I was going to price it both ways.
Yep.
See, it's a quick attached bucket. So when you do the bushings and you got to work, build all the other stuff up, all depends how much welding we got to do on it.
Right. So we find out which way.
I mean, we can patch it up. We've got some hard outs left down there, so we can patch it up. But at some point,
you might find out even a little bit more, but you got a brand new one to get it over.
It might be a whisker more money, but it's then you got to.
You got a new one to
smart. Yeah, you could, like right now, you could just weld it up to get by with it.
Yeah.
But the cutting edge on the front is worn.
All gone.
I mean, it's getting thin, so you're gonna have to buy a weld on cutting edge, do the sides, and.
I think I'd look into the replacement. That's just original to the bucket. Is that the original bucket?
Yeah. Wow. 10,000 hours.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
That thing's been around the horns a lot.
Yeah, 10,000 hours. This year alone, the crush between the crusher and the sand. Of course, when the sand, we handle it, some of it, three times. But you pile it down here. Load it, and then you've got to reload it.
It's like scoring wood.
So you do 5,000 of that, you get 5,000 yards of the gravel.
Yeah, it wears.
5,000, 6,000 yards of gravel.
I think personally, it makes more sense just to not waste your time on the other one. You just buy one.
Yeah, by the time you pay somebody a welder $100 an hour.
But if you got
a shield cutting edge,
is there bushings in there?
Yeah, bushings on the bottom.
Yeah, and stuff.
I just priced some steel the other day.
Yeah,
it's expensive.
Everything's expensive now.
Well, steel currently makes other stuff look cheap. I wanted to buy 2-3 20-foot chunks of angle iron. pissed off. I guess I'll wait on that project, but I ain't paying that. I'll just find some scrap.
I'm going to bring this to you guys. Yeah. I've been getting phone calls about Lamoille Valley buses getting stuck in a private driveway.
Yeah.
And they seem a little upset because we won't pull them out.
We can't pull them out.
And we talked about it. The insurance, we're not supposed to hook on anything. The insurance tells us not to.
Absolutely.
And they called four times down the garage yesterday after I'd left.
Stuck.
They were stuck. They backed into Kirkyard Road. It was nothing but a bottle.
There was ice underneath.
When I got up here with a pickup, there was a guy with a ton truck pulling the bus this way. And when he did pull it, the whole bus slid right up against the snowbank on this side.
Done.
So then he hooked onto the bus and tried pulling it back the other way. Instead of pulling it straight, he was pulling it at an angle. He was sitting in the road and he just pulled it at an angle.
Yeah, and when one person with a Ford Ranger and a pickup bed full of sand and a shovel in 20 minutes, it drove right out of there.
Exactly.
He wouldn't have had a problem.
This is the second time in about a month that they've gotten stuck in that driveway, same driveway.
We're not allowed.
So why are they going into Cricker Drive though?
They're trying to cut their times down, get done quicker. They're limited on how long it takes them to do it. This is the high school bus, not the Eden bus. Eden bus goes up, turns around at Hutchins Lane, which is all plowed and sanded for them. And they 4/10 of a mile from Kirkyard Road to Hutchins Lane.
Who runs that bus? Who runs that bus?
Whoever does these
cars. Josie somebody.
Josie.
Amy.
Send him a letter. Please don't call
me.
No, it's Josie.
Josie's a bus coordinator.
Maybe
and then there's Amy.
So, that's Josie Prevey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Send a letter to her
granddaughter, actually.
She goes, all the other towns do. And I called Hyde Park today, and they don't hook on no buses.
We should just send them people a nice, just tell them thank you. My thoughts are, but we say thank you in here. We've got some phone calls, and unfortunately, our insurance does not allow us to do that in here. So please don't call us because we can't do anything.
Yeah,
sorry. Turn around on Hutchins.
Yeah. Please turn around on Hutchins on our town road. We make sure there's...
I don't even know if I'd mention that. I'd just say, we can't pull you out. We're not allowed to pull you out.
Well, there's a bus turned around at Hutchins Lane.
They get stuck there, and they're going to want you to pull them out.
But at least you're giving them the solution
to
the problem.
The Eden buses drives to wherever and turns around.
Yeah.
Suggestion
you
for
could
you.
Do the you right? Could go suggestion. To the town turnaround and turn around.
Right.
Yeah.
The suggestion is you go where Eden goes or whatever. I'm just saying that way there we're not directing them, but Eden bus turns around at a certain spot. You can try that if you want.
Try that if you want. I guess it doesn't leave us.
Yeah.
I just worry.
Yeah,
but Hutchins is our road?
Yeah,
town road.
So you're
town
already taking care of it.
Yeah, you're already on town road.
It's in better condition.
It should be in good condition. Right.
It's literally 4/10 of a mile.
But
so they're looking
for reinforced in the letter. The town trucks and vehicles
will not be pulling
to hook on to any to pull people out of the ditch. I mean,
they're stuck.
They're stuck. I mean, in the case of some dire, unforeseen car bomb site up in the river, you got to get it out, get the people out, maybe. But other than that, Eden Rescue.
No longer. Your SD cards will be in tomorrow.
Okay. You get
those need to be now. Ryan was reading. It sat there. I watched the video today, and it skips.
Okay.
And like the truck, it's not like a smooth. The card he was reading to that card needs to be programmed. Formatted. Maybe after that.
Probably got to format them. Yeah.
There's a different way.
Like I'm gonna know how to do that.
You can just.
Can I plug it into the
screen? Right now, only
the cameras in the trucks.
Huh?
That's what the cameras in the trucks.
Yeah.
I think
the one in that.
Format those SD cards. I think the camera should have a function right in it.
Oh, okay. I'm like, Yeah, I'm gonna do that. No.
Well, I know the game timers. You go in there, and it's format. You can go to everything, whatever you want.
Get the
do.
Menu and the camera. Menu, you want it.
Everything format, what you
format
want.
Card.
Heck, Ryan could probably do it on his phone since he could log into it.
Because it's trying to
he
record.
He can plug his phone into that thing too.
So he probably can go into his settings
instead of doing it because he did the IQ card thing and punched it into his phone, so he can watch me going down the road.
But if you, but that is apt to be choppy because it's over the air.
Yeah.
Right.
You can see, it only does 10-minute loops.
Well, so we got, 10-minute loops. And then if you, it freezes -5, +5, right, or something.
I don't know how it does.
So you can, so if something happens, you either hit a button or it'll.
You can save it. There's a big triangle in the middle.
And it'll
which
save.
Which I can't, in the middle of the night, it's hard for me to see. And I haven't been pushing anything. Like where I'm having issues, I leave it plugged in when I get there, because the card I got in there, I'm not sure how long I will take before it takes over it. So I'm just taping that one
spot. Yeah, that's fine. But so we got cameras at work that do the same thing. So if you're watching the camera, or you're trying on the camera to watch the video, it's like chunky and choppy.
Yeah, it just.
But if you take that video off, put it on your computer,
it makes me
smooth. It's just super smooth and clear as a bell. It's got something to do with the camera can't give it back to you fast. That's what we had to happen at work anyway, so maybe that's worth trying. You guys might have to get it, if you want to put them on your computers here.
A reader.
You might have to get a reader for that SD card.
I probably have one at home that I can bring.
My laptop in there. I've got a computer guy to do my. I got extra cards so for my game time.
That's right. Yeah. You got to remember that.
I think it's right on working.
Have you? I got a job for you.
Yeah. I think once you get used to the things, I think you'll like them.
It doesn't bother me. It's up on top of there. Don't bother me.
Get them, so set
I don't have it for sound right now.
You get them set so you can see the wing and stuff.
Oh, it'd be bleeped out every 5 seconds anyway.
Sits there and it does 220 degrees.
20 degrees.
So nice. You can see the wing through. You can see my mirror, which shows back on the wing.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
In order to put the one on for the look at the wing, I gotta have it on the window of that door.
Yeah,
I don't want to
probably won't live. Yeah.
Well, you won't be able to roll the window down.
And you won't. Well, then you're gonna look through the damn thing.
We're trying to figure out if we can mount it on the door post and still get it, but the door post is wide and it's plastic.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. I think you'll like them once you get them done.
I think you'll save some headaches.
It'll save a bunch of headaches over the years, guaranteed. So.
Yeah, if you don't have an issue, then you're fine.
Yeah.
And then also, up on, this is going to be a complaint, so if you want to make it a complaint, up on end of Crips Road by your place, there's a car, the guy refused to keep it out at all. The back end of the car,
my wife.
Ryan's plowing around it.
Is that, so you're right on the corner there.
It's 2 houses down.
Yeah, where the trailer was.
That brown trailer.
Didn't notice it.
So, last spring we had issues with them parking in the road. They'd come out and moved it a couple times, and he'd come out and basically told us he's not moving it anymore. So now, Ryan has to go around.
Okay, so we got a letter to send.
It's, I think it's 2409 the address.
Yeah, I've already sent him one.
Right.
This year, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We've sent them letters, but it's.
I'll send them another one.
We gave him one.
This one escalates, right?
Yeah, I'll send
them. We have some in the truck, so if we have issues, I hand them out the warning. Right. Okay, you're not supposed to push stone into the road, across the road. No parking it. So that's our parking
bay. That's your standard thing. Now you've got a specific issue with one place.
Yeah.
I will send
them another letter.
Yeah.
This is the next level.
Yeah.
Just like
we're
ending that one up there.
Yeah.
This one's beginning.
Yeah.
And if it continues, it'll end in the same place.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it's the different level of
offenses. I was going to say, I'll just be more clear because it was just like reminder the parking ban went into effect. No. And so.
And this. And
now we'll
right
say
now
move your car.
He's been playing around it and then we come back later and have to make another pass when they're going to work.
Do you want us to mention potential towing?
would mention potential towing, and I would mention this is for your benefit as well, because your car can, if they can't see and don't happen to see it sticking out, your car's going to take a hit. And it'll be very unfortunate if that happens.
But the thing is,
right away,
it doesn't matter. If we strike another vehicle, it can still come back onto the driver of us. And this is what I'm saying is, everybody says it's the town of Eden, but it's mine and Ryan's license. It's not the town of Eden. That falls back onto the driver. That goes on to me.
Mm-hmm. The accident goes on you. It's the town's insurance, but the accident goes on you, the person.
Yeah,
your license.
And that shouldn't be the case, especially if they are in the right of way.
Yeah.
Or in the travel.
But like you said, all you gotta do is the way that snow was heavy the other morning.
You can't see.
If he'd gone down through there and drove our normal speed,
he'd have plowed that right
in. It would have took the back window right and the back window and the side window right out of it.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It can get damaged.
You don't have to touch it. That wouldn't be on us.
No.
But
I see where you're going up my hill there, boy. You were trying to roll that bank and that was rolling.
When you go up that bank and it's making the shape of the wing all the way up that
perfectly
hill.
Perfectly square.
You know,
looks like I'm pressure. Got a tunnel up there. There's a lot of pressure. I heard you.
Years ago, and it was in this town, somebody parked in the town turnaround, and I'd seen the driver take the point of the plow and push the car up onto the snowbank, back up, and pack the snow behind it, and turn around and leave. And I had good training from that, but I don't use it because...
Yeah.
You can't do it today.
No,
you can't. The cars are plastic bumpers.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That used to happen.
And right. If they pushed the snow out in the road, he'd tell them a couple of times, and then if it kept happening, he'd drive up with a bucket loader, and the snow would go back in his driveway, and they couldn't get in that night. But that fixes the problem. But in today's world, you can't do that.
Well, you can. The consequences are different today.
Yeah.
Isn't that in the band that if it's left in the road, it could be
towed?
It could be towed if the owner gets mad.
Did
we send him a copy of that?
I did. I sent him a copy of that with a letter.
Escalated up just one more ratchet. Say, hey, you get that thing out of the way by the time the plow comes through. I think, you know, because they're moving it when they go to work.
Move some junk cars out of your yard and you can park in the yard.
Plow your yard.
That too.
The first thing to do.
But anyways, it's on them to get it out of the way.
Yeah. We can only do so much.
Like I told the guys earlier, I have to move my shit. They've got to move their shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Very simple. Everybody's the same. Mm-hmm. Your stuff's in the road, get it out of the way. So, is this the Eden Sports altogether?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Because I don't know if the other one's coming. I don't know if he's coming. I did ask him to come. Yeah. I know. Trevor has practice, so he couldn't be here.
Trevor has practice. Now, let's do it. David, is he coming?
He said he was coming, but I told him closer to 7, but...
We can wait a little bit for him.
Yeah.
If you guys don't mind.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So we'll go grant update, ANC grant letter aid of support, whatever it said.
You skipped 11.
Aid letter of support. That's this 11. One here.
Ratifying.
Yeah, he just needed to say none. No. I know. But.
Oh, sorry. I skipped.
We didn't have any.
I already crossed it out because it wasn't. Ratify additions, deletions, recording. We didn't have any, so we'll move on. Grant update, ANC grant, and aid letter of support. Is this?
That's the
greeter
grant.
Oh, that's the greeter grant. We have to sign the same old letter. It's the same
letter.
Same
as the letter from last year, basically.
I didn't read it again. I just changed the date.
I'll make a motion to go ahead and sign the letter of support for their grant.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I'm going to sign it close enough, I guess. They need everybody to sign it? No. Okay. Perfect. Is there any other grant stuff?
I reached out to Chad today. He reached out to Chris again. Still has not heard from Chris.
You want me to reach out to Chris?
Chad said it might be better if you try because he's tried every day.
He calls me right back.
Yeah, so he is not calling Chad back or emailing. So Chad is going to get me the information from their stuff so I can submit the grant.
So you're looking for the
final
letter of approval
for...
The structure.
Structures grant for the structure.
He sent him a copy of
the plan,
the design.
Yeah,
and
he submitted them. he submitted the design and the whatever needed to be submitted.
All right. I'll call Chris.
Okay, thank you.
Is that it for?
We did get an email that wasn't very clear, but I think we might have gotten the playground grant.
Cool.
We might. We're supposed to get a letter. It wasn't super. Yeah, it wasn't super clear, but we were in the green, so I assume.
Basically, gave you a link to the website.
Site, and then you.
Which ones got it? Which ones didn't?
And there was red or it was red or green, and we were green, so I'm assuming that that's a yes.
That's to put equipment up in the.
Yes, it's to put a new playground up there.
Cool. So now, I don't know. This is really fun stuff. The 2025 Equalization Study Results.
It's an FYI.
It's an FYI of, and I'll say it right on the recording, the state reaching over our heads and giving us some preparation aid without lube. Pretty horrible thing. But anyway, this is what it is. It's all we can do is read it and weep at this point, I guess.
I didn't understand it all when I read it, though.
That's just designed.
It's just saying we're further out of whack than we were, but we've already been ordered to do a reappraisal, so there's
it's
nothing.
The whole
nothing
but at the bottom of the whole thing was, is don't worry, we're going to assess you at 100%. That's right. I got that, so don't worry about
don't
that.
Don't worry.
Then you're going to make sure that everything's assessed at 100%.
Yeah, that means they're going to come up with a rate for you. Because
yeah, I know.
We're at, what, 60%?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's
and they're going to make you whole.
That's their story.
Common level appraisal.
Mm-hmm. Is that so basically,
I think we're lower than that.
Is they equalize it. So even though we're at 60%, they're telling us what the value of the property is, and they're taxing us on that for the school.
So if you read it all the way through, and I completely get
basically, they're going to raise your taxes, your value of your home 40%.
Yes.
Right,
so if they,
the
look at if they look at the Town of Eden's grand list, and it's $100. And they make an assessment that if that is 60%, average of the appraised value,
you get 40 more.
They're going to add $40 to it.
And 15% for the school.
For the grand list. They're going to crank the grand list up so it equals 100% versus 60.
Mm-hmm. And that's how they're taxing on
it. And then they're going to, and then that's
what
how they're going to set the tax.
What happened is, all this, since COVID, all this money, people are moving here, they're paying double of what these homes were appraised for.
They're inflating the property values, and it's
and some of them are
average.
Buying them and putting them into Airbnbs. And that's they had a thing on the news about all this.
Mm-hmm.
Some towns you can only have a certain percentage of Airbnbs in the town. Stowe's one.
Stowe's doing something to them.
3%.
The hotel owners are leaning on them pretty hard about
Burlington.
That. Yeah, that cuts into the hotels, right?
So they're going to go back through and they're going to reassess those properties. They're no longer residential,
that's
commercial.
Right. Commercial. So that will change their tax rates to commercial.
All of our Airbnbs, you have to be zoned as commercial if it's an Airbnb for my company.
That's in Cambridge, right?
No, that's worldwide for our company.
Oh, for the company itself.
The company. If you want to come on, you just can't take your home. You have to have that home zoned as a residential unit in order for us to take it on. So everything's.
That's not happening in Eden.
No, you can have Airbnb in Eden and call it your
homestead.
Yeah, your homestead.
You pay homestead property tax on it.
Yeah. We have two in Eden, actually.
But there is some question as to how legal that is.
That's
because
you only have to be half of the year there. It's, you stay in your house 180 days or whatever it is.
Right, but if you've got a mini house on the lawn and you live in your house 100% of the time, you've got a second home.
Dwelling.
Your dwelling, that dwelling should not be part of your homestead.
No, nope. That's right. So that's where the...
But that's up to them to report to the state.
That's where it gets fuzzy, right?
Yeah.
So, anyways, the state's got its work cut out doing that. But...
I know it's a crazy question, but why are we so low at 60%?
Well...
Because we haven't had a reappraisal.
We got ordered two years ago?
For three.
To do a reappraisal because we're out of 4 mil by a little bit.
Then, a little bit.
Yeah, so now we're getting out of the formula further.
Our common level of appraisal was low, but
low.
So what's that deficient one?
One of them was
CLA was all right, but the other one was
out. Just a little bit.
So
we started at a little bit. We're still close to 80 an hour at like 60.
Yeah, we're way out now. And the other thing that's weird, and I don't know if I understand all of it. So if I buy a house in July, let's say, I pay taxes from January to July on whatever the appraised value of the house was. Whoever buys that house pays taxes from July to December on whatever they paid for the house. Is that true?
You mean property taxes?
Yes.
No,
they pay their portion of property taxes from July to...
So whatever they don't change...
It's prorated, whatever. So say it's
yeah, no, it's they don't change. They don't change the value of the house.
They don't change the value of the house. Okay.
You can pay more than what the house is listed for, and if the lister hasn't... If Russ hasn't changed the value of that, he'll continue to pay that.
But what if he changes it right when you buy it?
You can't
until the next year.
The way he goes through...
Okay, I just heard that.
Say me and Matt had the same identical house. Matt valued it one thing, and mine is valued at the same.
Yeah.
But I sell it for twice as much as I have it valued for.
Yeah.
They can't raise that because they're the same house. They right. have to raise his.
Your property taxes are almost the town has to raise that, not what you sold it for.
Yeah, that's what this is what that equalized study thing is.
Yeah, I know.
Fair market value, that's what they're trying to look at. State will have this all figured out anyway, because this is the last appraisal we'll be doing, the state's going to take that over.
State's doing it anyways. Yeah,
they're going to take over everything.
They just made a new law, since they forced us to hire somebody to appraise our whole town. They made a new law last year.
Yeah.
That's going into effect this year, that they're going to take care of all the appraisals statewide. Yeah. And we don't have to worry about it anymore.
I don't like the comments that are being made by some of these politicians down there. They're going to start going in on what you make. You can afford to pay more taxes than somebody who doesn't want to work. The health can be the same, but because you make more money, you can afford it. And that's a wrong comment. Yeah, that's not right.
Yeah.
We're supposed to be equal.
I agree.
We're supposed to be equal.
I mean, I do believe
that. Sounds like discrimination.
A second home,
The problem is that the state's got a real big problem right here because they can't, because we're all getting into retirement, and if you're only making $750 to $1,500 a month on Social Security, you aren't going to be able to afford to eat here. They're forcing everybody out of here. I'm telling you, that's what they're trying to do. They're forcing you somewhere because you can't. They don't want to sustain you. They want the housing in here. If you move out, that's great because then they got housing for somebody else. But they're trying to drive because the state population is old. That's the problem right here, and that's what's going on. They can't sustain the 12%. Another 18% in here. You've got to hope to die, and then they'll get it that way.
Vermont is the oldest state on average.
More people are moving out of Vermont than they're moving in.
Yep.
Sorry. Our population is declining.
We went to a legislative breakfast, and they said that we have about 17,000 people who are going to be retiring this year, and we have about 5,000 high school students who are graduating. So it's not like it's not going to be able to start
they wonder why
sustaining
they can't.
Itself.
Let me guess. Well, that wasn't a bunch of Democrats, was it?
No, it was just a legislative breakfast at the tech center regarding economic growth in Vermont.
So I got into a little discussion back and forth about this very thing, about the housing crisis, and we're being pushed to build so many houses in Eden in a certain amount of time. But then by 2050, we're supposed to have half our land in conservation. So there's that, right?
Over half of ours is in conservation.
Juxtaposition. You can't do both.
Yeah. That's all working against.
Well, they didn't say they're smart at math. Pretty obvious about that.
No, but they want. That's why they want your designations. They want you to put up a parking belt. They want everything all in one spot.
So this guy will call me. Real hard, but we got to get more workers. We got to get more workers. I said, and there's no place for them to live. And I said, the reason there's no place for them to live is go through your town. I want you to go through your town. I want you to go house by house. That person's retired. That person's on welfare. That person's a drug dealer. That person's retired. That person's on welfare. That person's a drug dealer. All those houses, the only ones that are going to be available are the retirees when you take their houses from them for failing to pay their property tax.
Right.
I said, so you just keep raising the taxes and you'll have enough houses for these so-called workers you want to have move in here. He was all, oh, we've got to legislate and make more houses and all. It's like,
no.
What is wrong with you?
If you guys have a few minutes before the sports committee stuff comes up, Dan actually has some pretty exciting information to share if you're willing to hear it real quick.
Okay, I think we're still in other grant. Yeah, we can.
He has to jump on a meeting here in about 5 minutes, right. So it's going
to
be real.
So quick. We go citizens back to citizens.
We go to back to citizens info. There you go.
So our company Aerodrone Solutions acquired a thermal drone. So we're able to, any lost persons, pets, anything like that, cool. We'll be able to go out and search for and find.
Oh, the drone?
So it's like that.
You license for that?
Yep.
You are?
Yep. You definitely should go down to the fire department and talk
to them. I already talked to the fire department. They want me to be able to search for lost people on the trail.
It's awfully nice for us to be able to go in there and say, boom, this is where you got to go, and we're going to look for them.
Yep.
That'd be awesome.
Exactly.
Was it the High Park Fire Department?
North High Park.
Oh,
but okay. But
so
I'm
going to talk to Brent then.
But I'm going to call High Park too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, good. Yeah, High Park, Moorefield, all the fire departments.
Yep. Yep.
Do you have like Facebook. A card or something?
I do. We got a Facebook thing.
Yeah, just so that we could always.
Oh yeah, I'll put the card.
We'll bring some cards down.
So that we could.
Is that your company's doing that? Is that
yep. Cool. Yep. We do the agricultural seeding and spraying too, but.
Is that that just? Are those night vision too, or just during the day?
Oh yeah, night vision.
Yeah, I've seen them fly, but I've never seen anyone.
Right, so you can see like a warm.
Yeah. Do you pick up a body or anything down there? Because your thermal will pick up the heat loss on it. The site using tough as a person or
The camera has 112 zoom, so I can zoom right in and see.
Wow.
When we went to go and demo this in Ohio, the person flying it flew over this patch of trees, and he's like, we saw three little things there, so he's like, it's probably a deer and some rabbits or whatever. So he flicks it out of thermal and onto the actual camera, and we were 400 feet in the air, and you could see the hair on the deer. It's insane. It's really wild to look at. I recommend everybody to check it out.
Boy, you're not safe at your house anymore.
No, the camera's got 112 zoom, but we don't plan on using it for anything like that. We plan on we want it to,
that's very nice.
Hot spots on fires, brush fires, whatever.
That's technology. That's an excellent citizen's input.
Well, when I call for a burn permit, you better put it on, because that's when the hot spot is.
Exactly.
The fire department usually shows up anyway.
Exactly.
Call and get a permit, and they still show up.
So, with that said, it looks like Junior's going to show up, whatever his name is.
David Johnson.
What time is it, 7?
David Green.
David Green. I'm in his call.
657.
Yeah.
He wants to be interested in being on the sports committee.
Was he going to show up?
He was supposed to.
His kids are on.
They're on baseball practice or something.
They're on basketball teams.
Do you know this guy?
Yes. Yeah.
If he can't, if he doesn't make it tonight, have him come to some meetings.
Okay. Yeah, I can let him know.
And just be involved, and whatever. And see,
well, at least we've always.
We always talk to everybody.
Yeah.
We didn't interview him. We made everybody ask the same thing. And
yeah.
Good. How are you? Good.
We're on the phone. But anyways, so we'll move on. Teach America to swim. What are we doing with that mess?
No, we got to go back to Eden U Sports.
What?
Eden U Sports.
It's
going to take this.
Okay. I can start the EU sports thing real quick.
Okay.
So basically, David is here.
Oh, cool.
Hello.
Good deal.
How are you?
Doing good. How are you guys doing?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm glad that it was that obvious. Oh, David's here.
For the record, the other people
in the
board.
Yes.
Man, long time no see.
I'm excited. Do you want to join?
Well, thank you.
Okay, so you've got more stuff to do first.
We can do his first, and then we can go back to it. It doesn't matter.
Okay. Do we have to spell all those formal things?
I can get it. I have it.
I just don't want to make a mistake.
And how's everybody doing this evening?
Everybody in the room.
Remember all your questions, Butch?
No, I don't. I'm just trying to get that done. I wasn't ready for this one in here. I said I read it too, and I didn't think it worked on any of the questions. But well, two and three of us will figure it out.
So, did you guys ever end up doing that stuff down on the other road that you were going to do last time I was here?
I don't know.
I know, you guys have a meeting all the time, probably don't even know what I'm talking about. I guess some guy was here saying he was going to pay so much amount of money. You guys were supposed to be doing the driveway or the his road up to a certain point.
Ringing any bells?
Not at all.
We don't do their driveways
at all. Well, not the driveway, but like his road.
Oh, was it a driveway permit, maybe?
I don't know. I just know that in the process, I remember there was a...
We approve the driveway permits. Usually somebody else installs the permit.
Installs the driveway.
Okay.
All we do is approve the driveway permit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's probably what it was, a driveway permit. Somebody was asking, hey, can I build a driveway here? And then there's some state rules you have to abide by and things like that.
If you can read my writing.
You can stop looking.
Okay.
She did the hey Google.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to make a motion that we jump into executive session per VSA 313A to discuss employment or evaluation of a public officer or employee. And it's about somebody's interested in being on the Eden Youth Sports Committee. So I made the motion.
I'll second it.
And in the motion, I'm going to invite everybody, if you're okay with it.
Yep.
Everybody in the room that's here can stay here for the executive session. I mean, we just don't do interviews on the court. Never have, and probably never will.
Okay.
Confidential stuff.
Yeah. So Ricky seconded.
Very well.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we're now in executive. Okay, so we return from executive session.
I made a motion.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so we're now out of executive session. No decisions were made. We had a great discussion with the candidate. And we'll move along with our agenda, wherever I lost the thing, I guess.
Do you want to go back to us telling you about other stuff for Eden Sports?
You had some Eden Youth Sports stuff to talk about, so let's get that going. So hold it.
We were talking about fundraising opportunities for Eden Youth Sports because funds are dwindling quickly with how expensive things are these days. So one idea that was thrown out was a bottle drive, and then...
Come to my house, please.
Okay, right? So we know where we're headed, for one. And then... The other thing that we wanted to talk about was concessions. It's been brought up that there could be some concerns about liability for food. I did start looking into it a little bit today. If we list them as fundraisers and don't serve, like...
Hot dogs and stuff.
Yes, hot cooked food.
Cookies,
cake, brownies, and stuff like that. If we list them as a fundraiser / bake sale, we can get away with not having commercial insurance for food.
We had that problem when we did it, and as long as it's a fundraiser back then, we can just still do the hot dogs.
Oh.
That makes sense to me, because I can't understand a bad hot dog between a bad brownie. Like, bad food is going to be bad food.
And you can eat a hot dog raw because it's already been cooked,
but
so it's no different.
Yeah,
but we've been the same problem
between the hot dog and that. If somebody gets burnt or chokes on it, who would be liable?
Yeah. I have no idea.
I don't think anybody is.
It'd be no different than at a baseball game where they sell hot dogs, but they got the insurance and stuff to go with it.
Yeah,
that's what the difference
is. Means it's a fundraiser and it's a non-profit. I don't think there's any liability.
Or restriction.
Or restriction on it. Because we did it for the kids.
It's made clear you're eating it at your own risk. You're purchasing it and
that's
you're at your own risk.
Yeah.
Put a big skull and crossbones sign and at your own risk.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I was thinking more like we could ask the parents for donations for cookies and brownies or chips.
All purchased stuff.
Yeah, nice chips.
Or they can make it.
Or they can make, or like for that stuff.
So, I got a question for you. They used to have a drop box where they used to stock cars out here for Eden Rescue. What if you had a drop box for a donation drop box at your game?
Coin drop.
Somewhere somebody could... Like donate $100, I mean a dollar or $5 or whatever.
That's
just a box that's there, fundraiser box. Support your local EMU sports and just
that
a thing
a
right there.
Idea.
And in that way there, so that's something that
another way that you can do that too, and I'm 99% sure this is correct. You can have your box, donations, and you're giving away cookies. For a donation.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
the
yeah,
or a hot dog. One hot dog for a donation.
I'm giving stuff away for free and you get sick. Well,
the word suggested donation is
like
the way we have to do things down in the fire department.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's 5 years.
I think that's a good idea
for
town meeting.
You asked me about
$3.
Anyway, so that's what I would.
Yeah.
When I sit in that truck, I think about stuff.
I know.
The fire department sometimes stand right out in the middle of the road under. Yeah.
Not anymore. They don't anymore.
Well,
we're going to bring that.
Wolcott does.
Jeff, Cambridge
does.
Cambridge does.
Two or three times a year.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Corn drops. Yeah. See the problem with Eden
you can't
is we don't have any 35-mile-an-hour zones on Route 100.
That's right.
You can't do a coin drop unless you're on our zone.
You got one in the mills. But they no straightaway.
But it's not a straightaway. You have to do it where if somebody wants to bypass it, there has to be a road.
Oh.
So you have to do it in between.
Oh, there is down there.
There is.
Right.
I always cut around them because I don't like sitting in those lines.
But yeah, that's yeah.
But anyways, there's suggested
donations
how you
get around it.
And now you can hopefully have a new victim to help.
So that side street
says
main vein is a coin. This is a dollar drop on that side street.
I have a question too regarding some sports committee stuff. Is the sports committee or is the town paying for legal fees related to any communications?
Initially, it was the town,
and
it started to add up quite a bit. So the
now
it's
the
sports
committee.
Committee.
That would make sense on why funds are dwindling fast. I mean, well, I know we got some basketball. No,
not
only that.
That was quite a bit.
The refs,
the refs are
also adding up quite a bit this year. With how many games we've had for home games. And then, of course, we had that big chunk for the uniforms and all the first aid kits.
Is the legal stuff all done now?
At the moment.
It's pretty well settled down. Yeah.
Will that be published in the town report, the amount that was spent in legal fees?
It will, but not until next year because
it wasn't.
You're in the wrong year.
You're in the wrong year. July. You go until July 1st.
The town is not a calendar year.
With that said, those records are public.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to know,
that's why I'm
you
asking.
You can ask. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost $3,000 for the last round.
Yeah.
And that came from
for the last round?
Yeah.
What's total?
I'd have to look back because this was the recent stuff, as in the last couple of months. The other stuff was kind of last year and came
and
out.
And we did
now.
Make some changes.
I'd have to look.
A few changes within the office, anything over half hour for a FOIA.
Right, to try to recoup some of that.
Starts
mm-hmm.
to, whoever's requested it gets the bill.
Yeah.
So
right,
that,
after 30 minutes.
That'll help.
They have to pay either us or the lawyer.
Do you have a ballpark in your head? I mean, I won't hold you to it on what the total.
Maybe $4,000, $4,500
in
the last year.
Okay.
Too much.
I agree.
It
I agree.
I could get you a better number tomorrow.
Yeah.
See, and that takes away from the kids.
I agree.
I don't like that.
I
don't have to like it, but that's fine. Yeah, it takes away from the kids. That's what
takes
I meant.
Takes away from the kids.
What I was speaking
about.
Well, we've
tried to put a lot of
to
things in place to prevent some of these issues moving forward,
mm-hmm.
so that hopefully it won't involve
yep.
the lawyers.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's been some changes. And then the other thing is we just needed to ask your permission. Sixth grade awards are coming out for the sixth graders for basketball. The plaques were like $285, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two.
they previously haven't been that expensive because we haven't had 13 sixth graders graduate all at one time playing sports. So they're around $21 a piece when I put them all into the cart today. And we can do something else, but for the last 3 years, we had gotten these plaques. Yeah. The price
so
of the...
So it's over the quote-unquote...
Yeah. Between that and I think we were doing medals for the other kids, right?
Yeah, I don't know if we have any left, like, because we ordered them in bulk, didn't we?
We don't have any basketball ones left.
Okay.
We have soccer ones, but we don't have basketball ones.
Yeah, they're not asking us to pay. They're asking for permission.
We're asking for permission to spend some of our funds to purchase this. So I think the medals were only, like, $20, I think. I don't think they were super.
You were asking us because there was no money. Or
No. So we still have money, but it's over the allotted amount that we were.
The way we're talking is going out the window quick. So.
Yeah. Not that quick. But okay. If you don't slow it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was the allotted amount that you could spend?
I thought it was like 200.
Yeah, well, something like that.
No, I think it's for the kids. I mean, that's great. There. I just honestly, I didn't know. I thought they were out of them.
In the next couple of meetings, I will be coming back with the prices for baseball, softball.
Yeah, I know. It's cost money to do stuff.
Well, we have also hadn't had a baseball season, so now it's just like checking in on equipment and inventory.
What do you have?
We got the inventory. Now I'm gonna get the pricing on everything now. Yeah. Now that I have all of that.
I don't know what you got. I don't have a problem. But, you know, it's kind of your budget. We appreciate you bringing it to our attention. And we know we kind of put some constraints on it, which was part of the mitigation process from the, you know.
We're happy for the oversight.
Is that
tax deductible if somebody wants to donate? Is that a tax deductible?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, so that is a something for somebody if they wanted to do.
I was going
to
say, at one point, they did do sponsorships.
They're not officially a 501c, blah, blah, blah.
But I didn't know if it was deductible or not.
They're a town entity. I think it should be a deductible.
So that's a selling point if somebody wanted to
deduct my property
just whatever, $20, $50, $100 or something, it would help out.
Property taxes are deductible because they're going to the town. Right there in expense. Depending on your accountant, I guess. you're not far off. Believe me. Well, what you just said is 100% true. If you can get into the right situation, that's 100% legal.
Oh, yeah. I know. I tried. And I succeeded.
I don't have anything else. Do you have anything else?
Never been red flagged and never had an
audit. I think we had, I think that was everything for
you. I'm recording here, you know.
That's all right. If I was illegal, I wouldn't have said it. All right, well, thank you guys again for you four things. Appreciated you guys.
Are you talking about the swim stuff next?
Yeah.
Okay, I do want to hear what's up with that because I remember last year from town meeting day.
Today we're just signing the contract for her.
Maybe.
That's what I want to know.
Maybe.
We are.
We did put the amendment
in
there.
Did you get the amendment put in?
Yes, I did. That's the last. It's the last page.
Did you look at this?
No, I didn't.
We never know.
I'll tell you right now, I read in portions of it. I mean, if I was to call you this in here, I'd have to have my attorney look at it because there's so many.
Was the overall consensus last year to do it?
Because I'm just telling you, I if you read it in here and who's responsible
I would like to take a second to read
some of the paragraphs.
The only good thing is, depending how the beach does,
they're running the program, so they're the ones that should be responsible.
Well, let's see.
Right, exactly. That's right. And it's a little bit of an email, and then not having the information of the kids that are showing up. I mean, it just seems a little bit sneaky, and to be honest, whose responsibility is it to teach my kid to swim? It's my responsibility to teach him to swim.
Did she sign it?
No, not yet.
Yeah.
Well, when she signs the addendum, we'll sign the contract.
Yeah. She didn't sign it?
She didn't? No, I don't think so. Is she supposed to sign it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she is.
Yeah.
When she signs the addendum saying that she'll agree to our stuff, we'll agree to the contract.
All right.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. She's really not.
Because if the lawyer looked this over and said, you need this into it, so in the town's best interest,
we better follow our lawyer. So when she signs the addendum saying that she's going to do all this, then we'll say we'll do this.
That's when the contract will become done.
Okay. I don't know if that's the way you guys agree or not. I
fully agree with you.
Well, I thought the one we were going to sign.
She's really going to hate me by the end of it.
It's supposed to have, but they sent it back.
I thought maybe you had a different one that was signed.
No, she. That's the only one she sent us.
Well,
that's what, when I read it over there, I said, "Well, it must be the one we got tonight." She's already signed it.
And you heard it. But as soon as she signs her piece, we'll sign the whole thing, and it'll be a deal of the day.
Now, what happens if she doesn't sign it because she doesn't like the addendum?
Well, she's seen.
She's the one who's approved of the. She approved of it.
Yes, we've got back and forth.
This has been a lot of back and forth.
We need her signature on.
But her signature's not on it. So she can say, yeah, I'll go for that. Yeah. But if you don't sign it.
Yeah, that's not legal beagle.
No, you gotta.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, you gotta sign it first. Simple as that.
I figured she would have. Well, I didn't look for that.
So right. She signed it, we'd get it to her. But I figured the one, the copies tonight, probably lots just of times the copies you have are different than what
probably
we
just
have
an oversight, you know, when they send it back
if
or email.
If she sends it and signs it back. If I send it to Tim, are you guys okay with Tim signing it, or do you want to wait until the next meeting?
Up to you guys.
Is it going to bother her scheduling it in?
What?
Wait until the next meeting?
I don't think so.
No, she didn't sign it now. Ain't going to. We'll wait 1 or 2 weeks.
I was going to say, it's not going
to. If it's not going to affect nothing, we'll just wait until the next meeting.
That's fine.
If it needs to be done.
No.
So she gets, we fit in on her schedule for it.
I mean, you know you're going to sign it as long as she signs it.
Yeah,
right?
Sure.
So
yeah,
it shouldn't be an issue with the schedule.
Yeah.
Yeah. She already has us on the schedule. She already gave me the weeks.
So all we got to do is just get the back and forth done, and we'll be done. That was easy.
So the last year when we paid it, it was like 10.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
Almost $10,000.
Yeah.
Right, and so now it's gone up in cost.
Well, it depends how many kids sign up. But yes, the price per kid has gone up.
Price per kid went up.
We have to pay for a minimum of 35 kids each week, regardless of how many participate.
And so far, though, she's, according to her, that they had that last year.
Yeah, we filled it out last year.
Yeah,
very
close to, yeah. But,
so that's good.
But then we it's never got the record, Joseph.
Yeah, I think when we averaged it out, it was going to be like crazy amount of money that you could get private swim lessons in Stowe. Like, Eden could pay for 5 kids to get personalized private swim lessons by a professional Olympic swim teacher before, you know, it comes to this kind of cost. It's a lot of money.
Well, as long as they do 35 kids, it gets it down to a price per kid that's reasonable, right?
Well, I don't know if it is. I mean, $10,000 for 35 kids. That's a lot of money.
Per child.
It's $126 per
kid.
Per week.
Per week.
Per
and
kid,
then,
yep, per
and
week.
Then you add her travel.
Her travel and all the others, all added up in there.
I would recommend for seniors before town meeting, research and see if you can find a
she
different
gets travel
person
time.
To do it.
Yeah.
Hey, we're more.
But that's taken out of this $126, isn't it?
What?
Her travel.
Travel
so
time?
If they sign this, aren't we going to be locked into it?
We're already locked in, I think, for this year.
Yes, and that was what we tried to explain to voters last year. Is we need to know ahead of time because they have to
sign
it before town
meeting. I was going to say, we're already locked in because it got voted for,
so
yes.
If you brought a discussion up at this town meeting, we would need people to know that we have to know before. You'd have to probably have another special meeting.
Unfortunately.
Or no, I guess they could make the decision if the consensus at town meeting was no.
Well, I was going to say, if a lot, like...
$10,000, are we getting our money worth?
No.
I don't know. I don't have any kids in there. You're looking at the wrong person.
It's too much money.
Yeah. So how much was it last year?
Money? Almost 10. It was 9-something, was it?
So you think we can get this? How many weeks?
$9,800.
So I think you can get it somewhere else.
How many kids?
I don't even think it needs to be an issue. I think parents need to teach their kids to swim. And if not, we can offer swimming lessons in Stowe. There's a swimming hole there. Or,
but that's the problem. We haven't been able to find an alternative.
Yeah.
If we can find an alternative, I think that's probably a better option. But we have not had any luck.
We want to keep the program at the cost of spending this amount of money, though? Is that, like, where we're at? Is, like,
that put the voters
last year.
35,
70.
Nearly 70 kids went through the program up at Lake Eaton for that. you know. And
if we're on our program, we don't have any extras.
That's right. There was could have been more kids from that. So out of town kids can go.
But it wasn't part of our program.
But it's not part of what we pay for. They pay for their own.
Yeah.
We've been doing it for a long time.
I know. I went through it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
So you know how to swim?
Well, no, I grew up in Belvedere next to the river, so I knew how to swim already. But the free swimming lessons, what parent doesn't bring their kid to the beach to do free swimming lessons?
Well, American Red Cross was also a lot more cheap.
American Red Cross was a lot less money
mm-hmm.
back in the day.
Yeah, when I was in that.
But they don't do it anymore, apparently. Nope. We thought about going to Johnson College and finding some.
That's what I was just going to bring up. What does that look like?
Kids on a swim team or something that might want to, you know, I don't even know if they have a swim team there. Yeah, but you know,
not to sound like I'm making excuses,
but
I'm not. But the thing is that I'm sure
we can't go out and research this.
I get it.
And we can't be insurance will kill us if this town tried to do
if
this.
If the town tried to do it, insurance would cost more than that.
If
we tried to like say, okay, you know how to swim and you want to get certified, even, and you're doing it under the town's umbrella. The insurance would kill us.
Okay.
It would cost more than that.
Okay, so finding a kid at Johnson State, the feasibility of that they would go under the beach's insurance.
It cost the town roughly $130.66
per kid.
Yeah.
And that's a week. That's a week's program.
Per week.
$40.
How many sessions a week do they get
every day?
5 days.
5 days.
How long of a session?
I think Ricky, your wife Julie though said she brought your granddaughter maybe a few times and that nobody was there that it didn't happen. That's what I remember her saying at
Okay, she might have. I don't know. I don't get into it. So
this past summer was
94/10. So we'll look.
It's roughly
if you do 70 kids.
Yeah. Yeah,
she does sessions from I think she told me 10 to 6 or somewhere in there. But in those lessons, it could also be kids from other towns. We have no idea because she will not provide us with the information. So we pay her to be there pretty much 8 hours and then her drop.
Right, and how many?
And that's 5 days.
She gets paid extra for the other kids. That's where I have a problem.
Town, yes, that's not right.
That's where I have, I feel she's going to, this contract should be just for the town of Eden. That way those kids get their time in there.
Right, and the extra kids.
But she's not going to do that. We already talked about that. She's not going to do that. We already did that 2 years ago, was it?
Yeah.
3 years ago, we asked about that, and she's not going to budge on it if we want to get her. And she's basically, from what we're finding, is the only gig that really basically
the only game in town.
That has this coverage that our lawyers recommended, and now with the mint on there.
Addendum
on it, and there. So,
yeah, the insurance is the part.
So a kid from Johnson, well, not a kid, but a student from Johnson who's maybe on the swim team, we would have to insure them to do this, so that
would
fall under our beach insurance. But I would think if we, I don't know, there'd have to be some investigation, but I bet it would.
I have no idea what it would be.
Before the Red Cross used to come in and they taught them how to swim, how to use your clothes for life preservers and all that stuff. It wasn't just about just swimming.
And took us out on boats and learned how to get back into the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You might be able to get a rider on whatever their coverage in there, but I don't know how much that would be, but everything is...
But again, it's...
Liability.
Between the three of us, there ain't enough hours in the day for us to go chase down this.
I wouldn't mind... I don't mind putting feelers out or looking
if
for
you
somebody.
You can find
more info.
To the insurance.
We'd love to hear it. Because, you know, we go through this... I've been here 4 years, going on 5, and every year it's the same thing.
And we in the past have done it, made the decision in here, but last year we brought it in front of the voters. And the voters had directed the outcome we got in here was that we all felt, and I was one of them that voted in there. We're happy to see that. I think it's very good for the kids in there. It cost me, I got to get something.
I want to see kids swim too.
Yeah.
I'm not saying, I'm just saying this. So it wasn't us, just this here. We were directed by the voters. On this one in here.
I remember. Show of hands for people who didn't want it.
It's not binding, but it gave us a feel
of what
people wanted to do.
And they knew what the cost was. We told them roughly what it was going to be. They knew it, and so.
There's a lot of these private, this isn't like a private company.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of these private companies, and they're going to use Newport Ambulance as another one. Is we have to pay to be on their list. We pay them pretty good money from the town. They get almost $500,000 from Lamoille County.
Yeah.
Just funding just that that building down there.
Just to be on call.
Just to be on call.
And then they charge for every call. But they don't charge the town, they'll charge you.
Pretty near $2 million goes out of that building down there.
If you call the ambulance, they charge you for the ride and all that stuff. But the towns, the local towns are supporting.
So what is that business?
Are they just holding us hostage with the prices?
It's just like that 911. So what we pay Lamoille County Sheriff Department. Just for the use of that 911.
To do the dispatch. To be on call.
Not for them to transport, not to be here. That's just the...
That has nothing to do with their coverage. Right,
so their coverage or any of that stuff.
As an officer.
So
basically, and that's the same thing. We sat here, do you say, okay, we're not going to sign a contract with you. So then you got no ambulance coverage here. Yeah. You know? Right. And they showed how many different...
They tell you how many 300, calls. And 300 and how many...
119 calls.
119 in.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically, Dumb of the Year had 20.
Basically, you've got a business,
quote unquote, park, look at there. So there's over
that
three
is
times
not a viable business
yeah.
without some kind of public support. Like, Northlake Park Fire Department could not exist as a professional fire department. Mm-hmm. They don't have enough calls to pay for their what they do.
Right.
Big cities have full-time paid, those are all municipal employees, right?
Mm-hmm. Burlington has them.
So that's Burlington actually has full-time fire department.
Yeah,
Burlington, Winooski. Yeah.
So we're South Burlington. Out here in the rural middle of nowhere, we're kind of in between, right? We have to kind of pay them to be on call, and then for them to survive, they have to charge per call. Volunteer Fire Department does not do that, which is awesome. They are fully supported by all the town, Hyde Park, and we managed to pull that stunt off here for a lot of years. But
we're only one of four in the state to do that.
That's right.
Wow. That's good information. Thank you for sharing that, Matt.
We are probably one of the only towns in this state that sets down with the ledger and goes line item by line item, how much are we going to budget for this stuff this year? To figure out what the tax rate is versus, we've got to make $87 billion and then we're going to figure out how to spend it. Most towns work that way, backwards. What I call backwards, but apparently everybody else calls what we do backwards. Right? They just come up with all kinds of crap to spend money on and then say, oh, we've got to
fund it.
We got to fund it.
You look at your line item, okay, and well. Cost this much for your sand, but you don't know what the price is going to be next year. Do we cut that price down? We try to, at the bottom line, we try to keep it within reason to not have a large increase in the end.
Yeah.
You may have, you may overspend a little bit here, but you cut out somewhere else to try to make your budget balance.
So it's one of the things that irritates me to no end when I look at the Lamoille Union and I pissed off that I missed that meeting.
I'm sorry. It's not your fault.
I'm just not happy I missed that meeting about their budget.
Was that a few weeks ago?
Last night.
It's recorded, isn't it?
I don't know if they're recorded.
I was told
they have to.
That's what they're going to run to us to vote on, though.
That's what they're going to run to us to vote on.
Yeah.
So
it was an informational last night.
So they must be. We're up here deciding whether to spend an extra $50 on sand this year or not. And, Ricky talked about, I only sand twice by on the corners, once on the hills. And this is literally conversations we have about how to spend the town's money, right? And not spend it stupidly.
You try to work with what you have for services. What it's going to cost you to keep your services continue.
Best you can, right?
Because the only way to cut your budget is start cutting services.
You have to start
cutting that. That's what I meant about being held hostage. So, like, if the Newport ambulance is, like, well, I know you paid us $30,000 last year, but now we're going to charge you $60,000. Well, what does that look like for conversation?
But to their credit, they provide us with a detailed list of what they spent all the money on,
yeah,
how much they got for income, and how much they spent, right? Right, for fuel, everything.
Yeah.
They tell
their
us
salaries is all
the salaries are all in there and all that, and they do. You know, they're not horrible about. They're not.
Their records are good.
It sounds like their transparency.
They're very transparent.
It's all right there.
It's just a weird model.
I trust that you guys will make the right decisions, but technically they could just up the prices, and then what would that look like?
We'd have to make the decision yay or nay, or we'd have to put it in front of voters.
The thing I didn't like about it, when COVID was out, they got all that COVID money, and instead of doing what they were supposed to here, try to reduce our budgets and stuff like that, they...
Put a roof on a building or something.
Well, yeah, I put an addition on, and we bought this, and we bought that. Stuff it. Was it in their budget? Okay.
Yeah. Right. And now it's going to cost you more money to support and sustain, you know, there's the extra heat in that bigger building.
Actually, that's what happened with your school since COVID is they got all that money. They were using all that federal money. They hired extra people.
And they never laid any of them off.
And never went up. And actually, they gave huge raises. Huge
raises.
By $4.60 an hour.
And that's what irritates. Yeah.
Meanwhile, us firefighters make just over minimum wage.
We're up here, you know, like I said, counting the grains of sand coming out of the dump truck just to make sure we stay somewhere near flat budget. So
I don't count that much.
Well, but you know what I mean. So, and then if you look at the school budget, it's like they just added 5 administrative assistants. What? So I'll give you some statistics. Look for my letter. I'm sending a letter to the superintendent of schools who has requested some answers about, number one, why is Lamoille North Supervisory Union 3 to 1, right? 3 students to 1 employee.
Yes.
The statewide average is 4, so we're worse than that. And the nationwide average is 8.
Yeah.
And why are we 3 employees to every student? Are you shitting me?
Well, what is it? Where's the eight next to Mississippi?
And our test score come right up behind Mississippi.
Yeah.
Somewhere. We have like 30% less students with a budget that's...
And every year since 2020, the student population in the state has declined an average of 2 to 3%. The budget has gone up 41%. Mm-hmm. What? Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Something bad wrong.
I think we have 6 or 7 literacy specialists listed at Eden Central School. I mean, that's not a very big school to have.
There's 43 employees in that school. I counted them one day on their website.
43 employees at Eden Central School.
Yep.
And how many students?
I don't know. Like a little 100 over 100.
Yeah, I would say.
Just around 100.
So Eden is 2 to 1.
Yeah. 2 to 1.
Yeah.
It's insane. This is a babysitting service, not a school.
Well, your janitor down there, he hired as the janitor, but he no longer does custodial work. He's a maintenance man only. They have to have another one come up and work and do the custodial work.
Okay, I want to go home. Get off on a little tangent there.
I can tell you a little thing. He no longer will do custodial work.
Well,
is that because he doesn't have to in his job description, or is that because he has chose not to?
He's chose not to, so now
they have another one
come up and work part time to help.
And he's always probably in the union,
mm-hmm. And that's what's hurting.
Is the unions?
Yeah, union is not.
You mean good. Like they're holding us hostage?
Unions were good when they first came out, but now it's just the other way.
It's abuse.
Mm-hmm. Take what your average privileges. Union worker makes. And then go back and see what the average person makes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Where do we fall?
That whole, look for my letter. I'm going to post it on Facebook for everybody to read.
More of us need to go to these meetings, though.
I wanted to go to one last night, but I thought it was last month.
Yeah.
Get this. We didn't get to, when David passed on, this board didn't get to appoint the new
representative. I was actually wondering about that.
No. The school board appointed
someone. Lamoille North just said, we're picking you when you're going to be the new school
That's how they told me it worked. They never even let us know.
Yeah.
No, it was the person calling asking when they could come sign their oath. Yeah. And I reached out to the school board and asked.
Which is no big deal. It's no big deal. I mean, that's not the point. We have Robert's Rules of Law for a reason.
But when we voted ourselves off the island.
Yeah. Well, you realize we can get back on the island, right?
Voted ourselves off the island.
You're not going to now because we're going to break it up even more.
Oh, yeah.
And we're headed to Winooski.
The Lowell North Supervisory
We're going to be a sanctuary city.
Yeah. Oh, boy. You're killing me on that one.
Thank you, guys.
I'm getting off track.
I'll be walking around like this.
Huh? They show that on here. That's what they're pushing us for, to be part of Winooski.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's our school district.
Yeah, and that's what I was part of.
Did you see that breakdown? No, I haven't. I heard about it. I didn't see the breakdown.
It was on TV.
Because the consolidation worked so well, we're going to do it again, only bigger. So here's what it is. When you're failing, and failing freaking miserably in a big company, and you're in charge of all this shit, and the shit is just falling away, and you're dying, what do? You reorganize.
Yeah, restructure.
Restructure, because then you can blame it on the restructure all the problems for the next 4 to 5 years. That's just what they did when they did the Lowell North. The school systems were failing. Oh, restructure, now everything's a mess, so you can blame it all on the mess.
Yeah.
Now, it's a worst mess.
We got a worst mess we had now.
We'll do it again.
Do it again.
That's, you know, I've known Phil Scott my whole life. Phil, I love you, but you just ain't doing it right. You know, it just ain't right what he's doing.
Bring it back to the towns.
He's wrong bad on us.
Yeah.
But anyway, we can't talk about that at town meeting because it's a school polling place. I think we should move that polling place for the school budget here.
Yeah, but how can Melissa and I be there and here?
We'll hire somebody to monitor this.
Well, the problem is, I think I have to be present. I would have to not be at town meeting. Like, I have to be at the polling place.
Now, I got a question for you.
Any JLP.
Does that budget have to be on the same day?
Yeah, does it have to be on the same day?
Won't it be a different day?
Yeah.
One in a different place, then all that kind of stuff can come up for discussion during town meeting, right?
Yeah.
That's the point, yeah.
So
no, you can't have a discussion if it's a ballot.
Yeah. Right, but what I'm saying, if the voting is here or on a different day, then it's not the place for that. And that
you just can't have discussion if there's voting on it that day.
Right.
I think, Melissa, we would have to be the ones to do the final count.
Yeah.
I have to look.
So maybe we should.
I personally am responsible for the
election.
Yeah. I think if we close the doors of the school and lock them from noon to 2 for lunch, because the polling place is now closed from noon to 2.
That's a good point.
I think still the polling place. There.
Okay.
Polling place is a polling place.
Yeah.
I was gonna say just. Put a tent out in the parking lot and have a hold of me.
The thing to look at is, do they have to be on the same day? If they could do it,
I would guess that you're doing it on the same day for convenience.
Convenience for you to vote at your town meeting and vote
right,
for your school
budget.
But you can't discuss
meeting.
It. So.
Then you can't discuss
it. I know, but.
You should have town meeting where you can discuss it.
It should be the day after.
Yeah.
You know, your polling should be the day after. That way you discuss it at town meeting.
And then the polling place can be here. You guys be here anyway.
Yeah, you're here anyway. And everybody come here.
But,
turnout would be better, I think they thought. But now it's not, I don't think anymore. It's only the people mostly, there's a lot of people who stop and vote for the school after town meeting, is there?
Molly could answer that better. She was at the table last year. I would say you get a decent amount of people in town meeting that are voting for.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of people outside.
That's what I'm saying. That's
how many voters we have? 1,100?
Right around
1,000.
900 and something.
And it was only
75. 78. 75 or 78?
Yeah.
last year.
Yeah,
it used to be over 100 when I first come up here and was going to
town. Because you used to have more people at town meeting.
Yeah, there was over 100 into there.
And all of them 15, 20 years ago, it was 100, 150.
I remember when it was interested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not, you didn't even interest in anymore, and nobody's, okay, good job. He's ain't even here for lunch.
Yeah, no lunch anymore. A lot of us used to go just for lunch.
Used to go just for the food.
Yeah.
Mary McClellan.
Well, and Watson Morin's, you know,
used to adjourn for lunch and come back and do the school and then have to finish the town.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, we used to be there all day. Yeah.
Used to do the school budget in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Because we ran the school. We don't run the school.
Right after lunch. We had to do the school right after lunch.
Well, maybe we should put it on the morning. We're going to talk about that. So, for your information, it's, nobody has any, right?
Oh, there's a packet in there.
You know, I really like all your help. Continually have this stuff.
It's Boyle County, it's the state police. I want to know how they add this up to 200 and something call outs in Eden, because it doesn't add up to it.
Every accident.
No,
it doesn't include traffic stops.
It has
accidents on there.
278, not including traffic stops. 225, that doesn't add up to 278.
Exactly.
So must be the other stuff, or, oh, what about all this? Total cases, that's Cambridge. 278.
And it could be a simple mathematical error, misprint or something, but.
No, none of them add up.
None of them add up.
None of them add
None of the towns add up.
Oh, so these are all charged. These are all nothing happens. All the things that are all the ones that are different. The difference would be they came, nothing happened. She's saying why don't all these little numbers add up to 278? And I'm saying these little numbers are where somebody was charged arrested or something happened.
Yeah.
The balance is just where they got called, came up.
Nothing happened.
Came and saw them left.
So
all the times they go to the drug house and don't do anything?
That's right.
Okay.
All those funds. Anyways, so that's for your information.
You mean the one of three now?
So it's probably.
There's four.
Yeah, we're gaining 71.
71. So 270. So
101 of them.
101, nothing visits and nothing happens. So that's what that's. Mm. That's how I would read that, I guess. Not that I trust the state police as far as I can throw the car. So, we should skip over office edition, because guess what? I didn't get that piece done, because I'm writing letters.
I just leave it on there to remind you guys.
I didn't get that. I didn't get that Roquel concrete thing done. I have notes of what I want to do, but I just didn't get it done, because the next one, they made me write for dedication and
it was a good job.
Three
good
of them. Job. Three letters, right?
Did you make copies of them for the other two?
As long as you guys say those stuff, are okay.
Send them
over.
They can decide.
Okay. Well, I don't have them. You have them. He sent them to you.
Good job.
You read them? Yeah. Yeah. They're not great, but they're okay.
I printed them out or I didn't?
You printed out the stuff, but you gave it to Leslie. You printed the Bullard and the... you didn't give up copies to them.
So, and we've already passed... We've already... authorize the budget to be, and this is the final copy of said budget.
Did the numbers get all checked? This is it. There's the new four ambulance, and then you had the fire department.
To add to it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. These were just their final numbers.
This is the final?
Yes.
Because this is going in this town report. This is going in the town report, correct? Right? Yeah.
The only thing we didn't know is on the fire department.
Oh, where they moved the paving, we just
want to
make sure you're okay.
70,000 to the bottom.
Do you understand why it's like that?
Yeah, we asked for it.
We just want to make sure that's what they were asking. But
right.
Yeah.
So that 70,000 is not in the budget. They are just curious whether or not each town would be willing to spend the 35 on it.
We've already figured out how to get on. We're not putting the part in the budget, but we wanted it the total of what was going to be spent, but not raised by taxes.
Exactly. Yes. Right.
So I think last week when that North High Park was going to, I don't know how they turned
it. I don't know how High Park did on their part.
It's up to them.
It's up to them.
We don't know.
They didn't have the money.
They didn't have the money, so they're trying to figure out. So I think they got to get us
the right, yeah. We've never had it.
We've established a reserve fund.
Yeah.
In the town each year. I think it's 15,000 goes into it.
Yeah.
Don't mention these names because it's going to be a surprise. You're being recorded.
Yeah. I think I knew what you went.
Well, you guys are the ones that decided who.
Yeah, so we have the money, but they've already approved it.
Right, right. We've already approved it, and we were contingent on Hyde Park's, you know, approval. Yeah.
This won't go in. You got to read this that day.
Well, don't that go in the town report?
No, you got to say it.
You got to read this.
I might have wrote that down.
No, this one goes in the town report.
No, the Bullard Award, there's a little paragraph in the town report.
No, I don't think it goes in there.
Yes, it does.
If you want it in there, it goes in. If you want it in there, it doesn't.
No, the paragraph that's in there, we have to speak about the Bullard Award. This one here, you don't know about it till that day. This is in there for the one who was dedicated to
it. Don't matter.
Yeah.
I
on page 71 last year.
Is it in the minutes? Is that the minutes?
Oh, because we did tell Colleen, and that's how we decided who we were going to do.
There's a little blurb.
Is that her name, Brennan?
In here. But we can always put it in like next year's. Year behind. If we want to continue with the surprise.
You can put it in there if you want. That way there's a record of it, right? Oh, there'd be a record of it in the minutes, anyway.
Yeah, but if no one listens to minutes, it'll still be a surprise.
Well,
however you guys want to do it, fine with me.
With this one here, with
the Bullard Award?
The Bullard Award. She was on Eden Rescue for many, many years.
Oh, I should add that? Yeah, okay. I thought I asked you guys. Please, I need some input here.
I don't know any history.
Well, let me have that.
I didn't read it. I can't say I read it.
I can add it to it. Easy enough.
I can. Julie knows.
I rather
her strict. I can have her read that over.
Yeah.
And then I'll bring it to. You got, when are you going to have this by?
Well, if it's not going in town report, it don't matter. By March.
Okay.
Everything needs to be in by the next meeting. Done. Finally.
Yep.
All right, yeah, so ever.
That's all I'm just saying.
Because
I know she was.
So now that we have the correct figures, they'll be
pretty very active
for the police,
in the
sheriff, and the
they board. Already are. They're in your final budget that you have now.
I didn't have any of the details.
Okay, so I'll go. I didn't pull. I brought the paper, but I'll look at that tonight because that should have been the 93 to make sure. And then the.
This is the one I got. I gotta update this. Mm-hmm.
You can bring those home if you need.
I don't need to. I got copies of this that I'm chopping up anyways because we gotta talk about the different way we were gonna do the basement. Save some money. Amen. Again, counting freaking stones in the ground.
The other front door is gonna be set up like this one with a roof over it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, please.
She doesn't like that one. Snow sliding off.
It's a lot of work, especially on a Monday when everything slid off and frozen over the winter. Yeah, over weekend.
I do like that.
Ricky's had to help me a few times.
I threw some salt out there because I figured somebody.
Yeah, if you got anything for this one too, either let me know or you have Julie take all that.
You know Jumbo as well as I better.
Wow.
Hey. He's not gonna listen to this anyway. It's fine.
I won't say a word. I have information. But
I mean, I didn't go into huge elaborate things. But
you have information to ask?
No, I'm just saying about that person if you need any good, better, or indifferent.
I spent a lot of years
at
IBM writing appraisals for people. But when you're writing appraisals for people, you got to have bad stuff in the middle.
All right, if I take this one then?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. Please ever look it over and
give that to your mother.
That's what you call delegation.
Yeah, delegation right there. Well, the thing is, sometimes my paychecks don't even make it home, so.
Yeah, no, that's why I bring them home now.
So, and I think the budget.
I feel they should make it out to her.
I looked that over.
Don't say too long. 40 something years. 40 something years.
Where did the list get put in there?
No, 88.
It's not on the agenda?
30. No.
Coming up on 40. Yeah. 30,
no, I'm not 38 that.
Years.
I didn't see this in here. Also had to be other. Okay.
What's that?
That was the audition.
What?
Oh.
What
did
you get put in?
You guys need to sign that.
So that here.
Oh, this is a liquor license.
Tobacco.
I think it's new in that they only sell tobacco right now, and they're looking to do the substitutes. I believe that's what.
So that would be like chew and vapes and.
Do not sign it. That's my.
We don't have to sign it.
No, if we allow them to sell it, are we going to be responsible?
You already allow in general.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, we don't have to sign these anyways, right?
It's just.
Yeah,
no, I just need to know that you're okay with it. You probably should motion
that we do. Okay, I'll make the motion that we accept the tobacco substitute endorsement for Eden Mills KDSV LLC.
Is that under other?
Yes.
Other.
Second? I'll second.
All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That's all the ayes. So that's the state know that, you know, they're buying new store zones. So. You gotta have the state's permission to sell stuff.
Well, they want to.
We
don't
even
get any money off
the
Yeah. Our notes is to see this. I don't know if it's on the file, right?
Yeah.
The liquor license.
I just got it tonight, so I didn't. I can't.
Yeah, that we just finished it today.
Yeah, so I'll just cross reference it with our.
The budget sheet we had.
Yeah, the figures here for me anyway. So yeah. Go down through because we throw all the dollars, take everything down there, so I should be able to take that. That's why I brought it. So I should be able to cross reference that with our right here with this one.
So that warning has to be signed at the next meeting.
Yep. So
yes. We should be able to finalize everything at the next meeting.
I think so. Yeah. This
for the town report.
Yes. Yeah. And the information on it now. Did she change the budget numbers on that one? Other than the budget, everything else should be accurate.
No, we have some corrections. You and I found corrections tonight.
So, yes, your next packet will have the final one in it.
Okay.
And if there's any changes, hopefully Leslie's going to be at that meeting because it needs to be corrected and signed then because it has, I think, 30th is the deadline to get it and send it out to the
cool.
Yes, it is.
Unless you want a special meeting
2 days
after your meeting.
No.
I
think
so.
Thank you, though. Appreciate the offer.
Thank you.
So, this is the official Lamoille County Sheriff's Department.
Yep.
Yeah, so I should get
it out by 100%.
3.35. Yeah.
So, I should be able to put it in our figures then, so that should be in the number that they got now.
3.35.
Well, may not be
what total budget. 3.51.
They, whatever Leslie put in there.
Yeah.
I think so. Last Thursday.
The only thing I got was those two papers, so that should coincide to what
we must have lost. Because
we had roughed it, so I don't know.
And our numbers were pretty close.
Yeah.
So we should be exact
it's based on the grand list.
And that's so whatever the one I corrected from
in relation
with the math error.
So do they charge more for a place that they obviously patrol? That percentage goes up.
No. This is for
all the towns paid.
This is for
based on your grand list.
All for 911. So based, it's a pretty good formula, right? Your grand list is so much, blah, 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 and it calculates a percentage. Yeah. Your overall assessment percentage of their total budget is here in this line.
It stands to reason.
It's so reasonable. Yeah. Less people, less value in the town.
Right. Less we should pay. It comes back to pay your portion.
So yeah, good water bill, each one of them.
Our increase is $32.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the budget for the sheriff's department.
Yeah, not horrible.
No. So you're.
Well, I went to the meeting.
Oh, wait, no.
This more number right here.
Ours went up more than that.
It went more than that.
736.5%. Elmore's went up, yes.
But he knew he was going to come in.
Yeah. See, the problem is how many towns are on there that they take care of out of Hyde Park now?
all of these.
I guess I don't understand this because it's not based on your just your grand list. Because your grand list, if you look at the grand list for Eden.
Oh, and population.
And then you look at the grand list for Elmore. And then you go over there, and Elmore is $4,000 less than we are.
Yeah, but they're dividing.
Almost five.
They're dividing the grand list by the, how many people.
Yeah.
Somehow. And then calculating that all in. So it's number of people, value of all your property in your town.
Equals your percentage.
All count of your equals your share. Right. So if we had less, Elmore's got less people than you.
Yeah.
What would your grand list come into?
It's just the way they've been doing it since for 40 years.
Right, okay. I'm just curious why the grand list, what's your town?
Yeah, ours went up 700 to...
Yes.
It should be your the amount of people.
Well, it's the amount of people.
Right, but if you're full, your town full of people and their property, they don't have any money, they're not going to be able to pay the same as the next person.
So they're kind of... But they're also... Property crimes are a lot lower in towns where the property is less valuable. I mean, it's just...
No, it's a common sense thing. Yeah, it's just right there.
They came up with this formula, like Roger told me, it was like back in... It was before his time, actually. Baron Menosh and them came up with this. When they first acquired all the sheriffs, became private stuff instead of county stuff. I don't know what happened back then, and everybody that knows is dead. So,
oh, my stepfather. The only one down there with Gardner for
the only
years.
One that might know would be Ken Hardy. Now that one year, Lamar County owned all that equipment, and the next year, Gardner and Ken owned all the equipment. Mm. I don't know how that happened. Don't care.
Kevin would probably know.
I was just a youngster. I don't know what happened.
George Burrell would probably know.
Some of them would know. Yeah.
So you have the one for the sheriff, the fire department, one for the sheriff.
Yeah, the hard numbers.
And like I said, we're going to go over the numbers, our budget sheet. That one.
And you should have Newport Ambulance Service as well.
And he's not coming up?
He's going to come on the 27th. He couldn't come tonight.
Okay.
But we said we told him we needed his numbers.
I was going to say, we told him we needed his numbers because...
He sent them to us?
No. Yes.
Yes, he did. Well,
so what was his percentage of increase?
Oh, you got the... Did I get that email? Or did you...
Oh, the ambulance company?
So is Newport Ambulance owned...
He went up a lot.
That's not, that's their total budget. I realized that.
Yeah,
after...
but their total budget went up a lot.
Yeah.
Their total budget did, yeah.
Yeah. $200,000.
Well, it's a lot of money. Percentage wise, how big was it?
$200,000 on $2 million.
10%.
That's 10%.
That's a lot.
I found it once I got it.
But our chunk went up. How much?
Hold on, I got it. I had to ask for it separately.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for asking.
But if you go down there, so $1.8 million. And then you go down and your payroll expenses is $1.2 million. Then you got to add this.
Or add in the fact that we're
paying
for cell phones?
Then the $60,000 on top of that. So, almost $67,000 for just to have
my paper that I wrote
so
on.
So, do we get charged something for Lamoille Ambulance covering us as well?
Well,
or did Newport Ambulance buy out?
The only thing I have is this. So I think we're going to go by because the only thing
you
is,
tell me,
this is what you are going to go
yeah,
by, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, cause I had nothing else. I got to go see.
Yeah, we didn't get the final printout.
No.
We just got what we had.
That's what I'm saying. Because I think you and I are going to go look see how close we're coming out to what this dollar figure is than what we got on these figures.
I thought it was in there. I thought it was in your this week's packet.
I thought the latest.
I didn't get anything.
No, we didn't get one with a poll. All I got is the warning.
Did you finish the asterisk?
Oh, I don't. Only got the warning.
Oh, I had the whole budget, but then somebody picked it up and it's gone.
No,
because that's why I was taking these.
Yeah.
I was going to correct you and I were talking about. I think they're the same. I had to go through this year.
Yeah,
because
I got to go back to
your plate
because I've been going through some of my packages.
Well, I've been trying to keep the important stuff in there, so because I got to go through and check this out too here.
Are you printing it?
Do you want one printed, too?
Do I? No. Same thing. You can email me at the spreadsheet if you'd like. I do want to know that you're staring
at
it right there.
This isn't right.
What we paid for...
Because it's supposed to be portrait, not landscape, well, I thought.
I want to know what we paid for the model ambulance last year. Or Newport ambulance, or whatever that we are.
Right here. It's on here.
It's all in the paper here.
I don't have that paper. Sorry. She's looking right at it.
I was looking at it. Let me get back up there. The ambulance?
Newport ambulance. This year we're paying 66940.14.
No, something's happened to this page. It says 4 cents. That's not right.
I don't think this is it, because the one she gave me was vertical.
And I don't know where she had this.
Yeah, they didn't tell us what we paid last year, but we should be able to look in last year's
budget.
I asked,
see?
No, they didn't. They only told us what it's going to be this year.
What was our budget last year? It should have been on our budget sheet that we were going over.
No, these numbers aren't updated. These are, this is the one that I corrected.
Uh-oh.
If it's 10%, probably.
NEMS. Hold on. I can figure that out.
Oh, you're looking at last year?
Yeah.
Appropriation, local acceptance contract, right here.
Ambulance last year was $59,635.
$59,600.
That's the question. Brian Jane, right there.
591?
96. Right there. Bunch. So that's a lot. I'm doing it this way. I can't. It's been a long day.
Yeah, but that's how you keep sharp. You can leave that goddamn stuff there alone and you do it on paper.
I do it all day on paper. Or in my head.
So that vertical one doesn't tell you where it is?
No. Unless you see it somewhere in here. I don't see it on there. I thought we'd already given them that. That's why I did it.
$7,306. Right, okay. So you're over 10%.
She's got it all separated by exact page.
Over 10,
I guess. You're about 11.
I can go get her binder thing that she has. And I can just make copies.
What did you say, the
six?
Seven something?
Six,
there, what it was last year?
What's the difference?
7306 in 18 cents.
In 18 cents?
If I non-audited right.
12.25 cents.
12.25. I feel it's getting too much.
That's kind of crazy now.
They need to rein things in a little bit. It's just like the sheriff department. A lot of the guys live up that way. Every one of them has a cruiser that they drive home. Every one of them.
Yeah.
When Gardner was in there, you drove your car to work,
yeah,
and you took the cruiser from there.
John never came home with a cruiser.
I think I found it. You found it?
They never come home with a cruiser.
Yeah, that's plus.
And that was under Gardner's
5%. Yeah.
And we're going to put it in the budget. Somebody at the town meeting wants to mention that.
Well, we ain't going to sign no contract until it passes.
That's right. Until the budget passes.
So they are updated.
So what happens if the town says, no, we're not going to pay your price, and you don't have
I just feel they're getting, because they got all that COVID money. Instead of banking some of it and doing the right thing, seems like
they blew it.
The COVID money,
as a whole, I think, was misappropriated in a lot of ways.
Well, everything is like that. And it's what's got us in this mess we got you here. All
exactly.
That, free.
How close are you to making the
official? We all sat in there and made the motion to adjourn.
Oh, Jesus. I'm not ready for that.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it.
Thank you for keep meeting.